Howdy, howdy. It is a turn of a century, OT.
Mm-hmm.
This is to our most beloved, most twinsies of friends and lovers, Sunny and Brandy from the Book of Lies podcast.
Woo! We just want to say congratulations on hitting
100 episodes.
This, despite the fact that you don't know Kenny Lattimore, I'm letting it go.
With no context. That's exactly what we do around here. I do not personally care for Game of Thrones, but it's kind of what brought our podcasts together. We released a Game of Thrones-esque episode on both of our respective podcasts, and it really united us together. We absolutely, absolutely love you guys. I like to think that we're the tethered to the Jordan Peele Us universe to you guys.
And unlike Jordan Peele's directorial debut, we don't want you to get out of the podcasting game because you guys are marvelous.
And with Sunny and Brandy, we will always be in the Twilight Zone. Splooshes and apologies. All we do are reference and movie things. But Sunny and Brandy, thank you so much for making us smarter by coming and talking about The Big Short. Thank you for, you know, turning a light on scammers and all of the terrible frauds that are out there, including the maple syrup crisis in Canada, OT.
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely love Sunny and Brandy. Support the podcast, buy the merch, become a patron, buy the cookies, and get all the books. But Brandy, you better watch out because OT has a screenplay in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. We love you. Happy 100!
Happy 100 indeed.
You guys just heard our friends over in Australia, KT and OT.
From For Your Reference Podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. We're twins. We are podcast twins, and we love you guys. We, like, made friends with them last year around April when we did the Game of Thrones episode. And
yeah,
that's like, you know, when you're first getting out, you're just reaching out and, you know, trying to get people to listen to your podcast. And
we were lucky enough to join them on their podcast for their
Big Short episode.
Yeah. Which was a good time.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Yeah.
And thank you guys so much for your support, and cheers to you too.
Cheers.
Bing. Cheers to KT and OT.
Yes.
And so next up you're gonna hear from our friends over in Washington. Did you know that they were in Washington?
No.
So Cage's Kids is up next. Check them out.
Hello, I'm Linda.
And I'm Donnie.
I'm Adrian.
And we're Cage's Kids.
It's morphin' time.
We wanted to congratulate you on 100 episodes.
Holy
that
crap.
Is awesome.
That's awesome.
And also, we just wanted to talk about how much we love you guys.
Book of Lies is our favorite book. It's the book we check out at the library.
Yeah, and I love golden panties.
I liked your very insightful episode about Miss Cleo. Call me for your free reading.
Yes!
Lot of magic.
That's my favorite one.
I had a powerful dream.
I didn't even know that she was around here in Seattle.
Yeah, dude. So. Miss Cleo's local big history, dude. We should check out the Miss Cleo monument or something.
But also, I learned so much from you guys. And I know my first episode was Miss Cleo and then the Enron one. So I just kind of instantly fell in love with your guys' show. You're amazing, and
you're doing the
Sunny,
Lord's
you
work.
You are just like, yes,
the Lord's work.
You're just delightful.
You're my ride or die, Sonya.
And guys, I really appreciate the Patreon love. You guys are close to my heart. You're super.
Yeah, close.
And
to
you're
the
always
cage.
Amazing on Twitter,
and
so supportive.
And I found you
on
YouTube.
I loved having you on. Yeah. We're YouTube subscribers, and loved having you on Bedknobs and Broomflicks. But I love you both. You guys have been amazing, and I know Sunny's been like super supportive of us, and you were one of our first podcast friends.
Yay.
Yes.
So,
and you're exposing lying liars.
Something of theirs where we got a copyright strike. Because of Brandy, here a banger, you're a banger. Play the music in your ads.
Yeah, apparently YouTube did not like that.
Yes, but I remember editing it. That's why.
What YouTube don't know can't hurt them.
But yeah, we absolutely love you, and we're just so thrilled to be pod friends with you.
Yay.
And that, you know, we just really appreciate your support, and we want you to know we support the hell out of you. And Brandy, I love your books.
Yeah.
And
just yeah, Brandy.
We love books.
My love and my lady like is the studio.
We're gonna talk about gypsies and golden panties.
But yeah, congratulations and much love.
We feel we have a window into your lives, and we're gonna keep peeping through it.
Yeah. I'm gonna find my orange juice and my gin, and I'm going to celebrate.
So they're partying with us, so thank you guys. But that's our friends Linda, Donnie, and Adrian.
That's a better sound. Yeah, it has to be like below a certain level for make a noise. What the hell?
Cage's Kiss, they found us during our first year. They liked our Miss Cleo episode. They keep saying, call me now, call me now.
Call me now.
Call me now for your free reading.
Yeah, that's and what she said.
Here's our number. And then also our latest, it's not our latest, but it's pretty recent to this year, our Gypsies, Tramps, and Gold Panties.
Yeah, that was that one came out over the summer.
That was a lot of fun, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I really do want a gold pyramid.
You're never going to see it. It's going to get buried in somebody's backyard.
Oh, yeah, that's the con. They're like, oh, you have to invest all this money. I'm going to buy a gold pyramid. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to get rid of all these, like, what, emotional attacks?
All of your you're being attacked psychically.
Okay.
We need to clear all of this psychic negativity, the psychic energy, because all of the psychic, you're being attacked psychically, and your family is also being attacked psychically.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't do this, your kids are going to die. They're going to die, and they're going to go to hell.
Oh, hell no.
They're going to go to hell. So you better buy this gold pyramid. I'm going to bury it in my backyard.
And to step it up, just get the gold panties. Just saying. Just give me the gold panties. Bury those bitches. Let me wear them for a few days and then bury.
I feel like, what movie was it where somebody who had on, like, it was a wrestler guy or some buff guy with gold, like, these
it's
gold.
It's Hulk Hogan. He wears gold panties.
Yeah, but his aren't shiny gold. His are just yellow. There's a thing where somebody has on some really hot gold hot pants. Like,
hot pants.
It's a dude. Or maybe they were dancers. I have to think
maybe
about
it. Maybe it was a Magic Mike.
No, they weren't.
I wish Magic Mike did some fraudster shit so we could talk about that on the podcast.
Magic Mike?
Okay, I wish strippers did. Well,
oh, they do. I'll find it. I'll find the stripper con artist.
Oh, they do. Well,
they exist.
We also did, no one cared about this episode, but I'm going to talk about it. We did the Hustlers at Scores.
Exactly.
And that was a really good time. Maybe we'll talk about it soon, but let's introduce you to our next podcast pals that came out and decided to show us some love. It's the ladies over at Murder, Murder News.
Murder, Murder News.
Murder, Murder News.
Hey, Sunny and Brandy. It's Aurora and Angelina from Murder, Murder News. And we want to congratulate you on your 100th episode of Liars, Fakes, Frauds, and Phonies.
We will be celebrating right along with you today with some cupcakes and champagne and reminiscing on some of our favorite episodes of Book of Lies.
My favorite episode was number 65 with your coverage of mother and son duo Santi and Kenny Kimes. Their story is just mind-blowingly wild.
I really loved episode 63 about the doctor that started the anti-vaxxer movement, Andrew Wakefield. It's amazing that his movement, all based on lies that he admitted to have made up himself, garnered so many followers.
Have a wonderful day of celebrating, friends.
Congratulations on getting to 100.
Okay, so that was Aurora and Angelina from Murder, Murder News. And ladies, we love you guys. Like, I don't know, like, when we got into each other's wheelhouses, but we've been featured on their podcast. And I don't know if we've run your promo, but we love you ladies and we love the support. And you guys should definitely check out Murder Murder News because it's way more than a podcast. They've built a community. They've got a legit website and they keep us abreast of the shit that's going on. They keep it spooky, yet tasteful. Hmm. Tastefully spooky.
Yeah, who doesn't love that?
Who loves tasteful spook? I'm saying. More champs for me, please. Spook. Tasteful spook.
That sounds racist.
Didn't mean to.
That sounds a little racist.
Or Charlie or Murphy or whoever.
Chalamapa! Chalamapa!
And speaking of Charlie Murphy, we've got another friend all the way over in Germany.
What does Charlie Murphy have to do with that? He said, speaking of Charlie Murphy.
Nothing. It has nothing to do with anything at all.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
That's hilarious.
We've got Deconstructing Damsels podcast. Have a listen.
Enjoy.
It's Book of Lies 100th episode. Oh my gosh. So I love Brandy and Sunny. Every week I look forward to their episodes. Every week I sit there and I listen. Sometimes I agree. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I fuss. Okay, I fuss at most podcasts. So to be fair to them. But I look forward every week. And I am so glad they are kicking up. I remember listening to them last December when I found them through Twitter. And I was amazed. I love their theme song. There is nothing about this podcast that I don't love. And I'm so happy every week that I get a new episode. And I'm more happy we're allowed inside their world. Whether it be about con artists, why people really don't have any sense, which may actually apply to the former. But I enjoy it, and I am so glad that we all get to celebrate. I'm Jessica from Deconstructing Damsels, and I want to say to them, happy 100th episode, and keep kicking ass. Bye.
That was Jessica from Deconstructing Damsels, so thank you, girl. We love her. She says she's a day one. She's like, when the new episode drops, I'm listening.
That makes me happy.
That makes me very happy, and I hope you guys are happy listening to this episode. Thank you for your support. And we've got one more special guest who decided to grace us with their time and their energy and leave us a special message. And it's our friend all the way up north from Quebec, Big Anthony.
Quebec, Canada.
From After Midnight Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony from Montreal, Canada, host of After Midnight.
Get up.
What? What do you want?
Get up.
But I...
Ow.
Okay.
Hey there, podcast listener. Bitchy the Hamster here with an important message. In the morning, when I wake up, after I scratch my butt, the first thing I need is Book of Lies podcast. It's perfect to spread on your toast, it's great to lubricate your engine, and it's a form of payment accepted pretty much everywhere. Just listen to this fine testimony from these satisfied customers. But I couldn't find anyone because they speak French here, so they can't. But trust me, everybody likes Book of Lies podcast here. And I've been listening to it for years and years. Well, I don't know how long have you. I've been listening to it for a while, and I love these two gals. Thank you so much, Sunny and Brandy, for your kindness, your friendship, and for being the greatest podcasters since my own furry butt. I think so. I mean, I like you. I love listening to you guys. All right. Sunny and Brandy, I love you. Congratulations on your centenary, on your 100th episode, and here's to 100 more. Okay, I gotta go. Bye. It's okay, I got poutine.
Okay.
The witch is over here.
Okay. Maybe I should snatch my wig off as the finale.
Witches work only with magic.
Was she wearing a wig? How about some gloves? Did you see the new witches on HBO Max? What did you think of that?
I was really annoyed that he didn't turn back into a human. Mm-hmm. I was like, all three of those mice, because in the original, Bruno did have, he had two white mice.
Well, yeah, not Bruno, but yeah.
He had two white mice, and they were mice.
I remember.
But he had Kristen Chenoweth mouse, And I was just like, honey, she's like, I get him. I ain't scared of nothing.
I fetch him.
Because I was like, when did this bitch start talking? Did she just talk? Right, when she was a kid. So I was like, all right, they're kind of spinning it.
I'm a girl.
Okay, yeah. Baby girl.
Yeah.
I thought it was entertaining, but I just was like, I really didn't. I thought the Grand High Priestess, the Grand High Witch, shouldn't be flying. And her snake dress, that was weird. They all had snakes, you know, serpents.
A snake.
But how about...
I guess the snakes were their familiars.
I guess so. But why did she get the one toe, the toenail, the tappy toe?
That's hers, yeah.
This is weird. Tap, tap, tap. That was so weird.
Tap, tap, tappy.
A little tap, tap, tap. I totally got on into a tangent, but...
Went off.
Anthony... Thank you so much, Anthony. We love you, too. And soon, maybe we'll join each other on another podcast episode.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Cheers.
Charles.
That is all of our podcast pals who decided to write in and join us and
to
answer my call.
To send us some clips of them telling us things.
Thank you for the things. And we really, really appreciate you guys. Like, I said this to some people on the internet before, but I feel like being a podcast creator, having a podcast has really made the world a lot smaller.
Possibly.
It's just like, you can just, you know, talk to people in Australia, have people in Canada, Germany, all over the world. People are listening to you or us, and it's just like, oh shit, I didn't know people in, like, we had a lot of people listening in Ghana, I want to say, and it's just like, wow, that's amazing. Like,
we sent shirts to, what, England?
Yes, we did.
Australia, but...
And Canada.
I want to send a shirt to Sweden, so Sweden.
Holla!
Participate in a giveaway one day, huh?
We love the Swedes. Start listening to us and hang out with us, please, thanks. But for our 100th episode, we just decided to do whatever we want to do. So I don't think we're going to have a topic. We're going to go ahead and update you on some cases that we have covered. We're going to talk about some stuff that we've watched over the Christmas vacation. And since it's the new year, new you, we might talk about some resolutions. We were talking about Keith Raniere. We covered the NXIVM scandal.
Keith Raniere, eh? Yeah. That man is garbage. Garbage. And he got what he deserved.
And what did he get?
Keith Raniere was sentenced to 120 years in prison, convicted of, well, actually, let's take a look.
Convicted of jail time.
Jail time. Keith Allen Raniere, when we covered him, he hadn't been, he hadn't been sentenced yet. On June 19th, 2019, the jury found him guilty on all charges.
2020 or 2019?
2019. He was found guilty on all charges. He hadn't been sentenced yet.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And again, he was found guilty of sexual exploitation of a child and possession of child pornography because there was one of his victims that he had called Camilla. And he was convicted of sex trafficking of a girl named, a.k.a. Nicole. Identity theft, against 1, 2, 3, 4 people. Remember the Bronfmans, the rich people?
Yep.
Them, and then a few other people.
Trafficking. He was, like, up in the Smirnoffs, too, right?
Yeah, but it didn't talk about them.
Okay.
Well, he was donating, they were donating money to him.
Yeah. Sounds like entanglement to me.
Trafficking for labor and services of another little girl, not a little girl, but another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy to alter records for use in an official proceeding. I'm guessing that's his freaking trial. And sex trafficking conspiracy, forced labor conspiracy, racketeering conspiracy, and wire fraud conspiracy. So he was sentenced to 120 years in prison on October 27th, 2020.
Nice.
As of December 2020, he has a projected release date of June 27th, 2120.
Well,
so even if he doesn't serve his entire sentence, he's still not getting out for 100 years.
He's going to die in jail, more than likely,
in prison.
But I hope that, like,
watching Unsolved Mysteries.
In Brooklyn right now.
Unsolved Mysteries Volume 2. Uh-huh. We covered that with our friends over at the Pod Clubhouse.
Yeah.
How that fucking asshole got out. They were like, oh, you want to go shopping? So what if you're doing life? Go ahead and get Christmas presents. And he got out?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Y'all throw the book at this motherfucker. He better not ever see the light of
that
day.
That was the furlough program.
Well, don't bring it back.
I don't think he's going to be furloughed.
Don't bring that shit back.
I don't think Keith Raniere is going to be furloughed. There's no, the furlough program still exists. We actually had a guy that was being furloughed when I lived in the apartments. He was over there, like, being
janitor?
No, a landscaper. He was, like, cleaning bushes and shit. And he told Norman that he had to report back to prison? The jail. I don't know if it was the jail or the prison, but, yeah. He said he was, you know, just out for, like, work duty or some shit. It was really weird. I was like, children live here.
Like, yeah. Like, I know, right? And it's like, we don't know what this person did.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
That you're in jail, but you get a break from jail.
Yeah, to do work that, you know, is commissioned by counties.
Labor.
Because they don't want cheap to pay labor. People to do it.
Cheap labor. Got uh-huh. it.
They don't want to pay people to do it. So why don't you get them over here to do this? And just like on the highways, you always see those mm-hmm. prisoners out there yeah. cleaning up the highway and shit. But at least they're on a truck. They're on a truck and they're wearing a uniform. These guys go out plain clothes.
I know. It's a problem.
Yeah. Because that guy was out. He was plain clothes and he was out there. And the only reason that I even knew about him was because Norman told me. Because he talked to the dude.
That's weird. All right, so Keith, 120 years, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you very much, you son of a bitch.
Sons of bitches.
Son of bitch! Bumpuses!
Bumpuses!
Did you guys watch A Christmas Story this year?
I watch it every year.
I was talking to you. I was talking to them.
Every year I watch it more than once.
I was in dog year. I was
dying like four times, at least.
She does. Bumpuses!
It's funny.
God damn, there's a dad, not a blab.
When it's a tire, they got a flat tire on the road. Dad, not a blab.
That's how papas used to be.
That's hilarious.
That's how daddies used to be.
Oh, good. I can say, I tried to watch A Christmas Story 2, which was a straight-to-video movie. Made in 2014, and they tried to reuse the same old gags, and it's not. And I was like, I was so disappointed because they did the old fudge mm-hmm. gag again. Yeah. And I was like, this kid is like 16, 17 years old.
He could say
going,
fuck.
Oh,
oh, so they brought back the same people? Or no. It was like the same characters? Or
the same characters, yes. Okay. But instead of, you know, him being grown up, it had, like, been, like, 8 years. So he was 16.
In the 70s?
Wanting to drive. No, the movie was based in, like, the
60s? The 50s?
They were supposed to be in the 40s in the original. And then they were in the 50s in the you know, the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Stern was the father.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't... It was unbelievable watching him, you know, because, you know... Once you're used to a certain style of comedy and a certain style of acting, when... In a character, you bring in somebody else that, because this is literally like almost 40 years later that you're doing a part two. So, you know, it just wasn't up to par. It didn't cut muster. And they tried to reuse gags that had been used in the first movie. And it was like, we already heard this. Use something new. We already saw the oh fudge.
Well, maybe they wanted to catch people who didn't see the first one, maybe.
Mm-mm. Everybody's seen it, because it's on every year. Multiple times.
I get it.
All day long. For like 3 days. So, everybody has seen it. It was just, you know, I was just like, you guys, whoever wrote the movie and directed the movie, they were lazy about it.
Ooh.
It was lazy. It was lazy filmmaking. That's all it was.
Ooh, let's talk about lazy filmmaking. We watched Wonder Woman 84, WW84. So, if you have not watched this yet on HBO Max, I will let you know.
We'll warn you now, there are major spoilers.
I've already been talking to the people in the Twitter's verse. So, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Facebook didn't like it.
We're going to talk about it. So what did you think, Brandy, about Wonder Woman 84?
I really wanted to like it.
Me too.
I really wanted to like it. I enjoy Gal Gadot as an actress.
Same.
Chris Pine looked old as fuck.
He's getting old. He's younger than I am,
yeah.
Is he the same age as me?
He might be. Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying, baby.
He's old. He looks old. He looks older than he should.
Some people don't age as gracefully.
He looks like he's about 47.
As this fine wine does, but baby, we marinating. We ain't even percolated yet.
He looks like he's about 47. And I'm pretty sure he's like 38.
You look 47. What does that mean?
I'm 40.
Okay. Yeah.
You look older than me.
I get it.
You're younger than me. You look 47.
That happens a lot.
You don't look 50 yet.
Okay.
You look 47.
Okay.
I wanted to like it. I tried to like it. I could not get behind it. And I was just like, don't wish to be something and then it doesn't make you into that thing.
I honestly, spoiler, I was like, okay, at the end, he's going to die, right? He's going to die. I was expecting him to explode or blow up or something.
But that's not what I was expecting. I was expecting him to literally turn into a hardened piece of
stone.
Yes, that you something you can carry in your pocket.
Yeah.
Because that's what you wish to be.
Right. So when he was like, I rescind it, I was like, oh, he did. He going to die. But no, he was still there.
He went back. He returned to his normal form.
Yeah.
Like his original form, I should say, because he was all jacked up. Like, well, he was not. He didn't look right. But, and then Cheetah.
Kristen, her name was, I want to call her Amanda. It was Barbara.
One of those names.
It was Barbara. So I liked Barbara in the beginning. Like,
we all did.
She was frumpy. She wanted friends. She was like, hey, do you want to go to lunch? Anytime, sometime. I just want a friend. And then she meets Wonder Woman, and who doesn't go, da-da-da.
What's that?
Amazon music. When she put her outfit on and she was like running, that was the music. Anyway, when you watch the movie, you're gonna hear my voice in your head and you're gonna be like, that's exactly what she was saying. So I was gonna try and watch it again today, but I didn't. But anyway, let's talk about Kristen Wiig, Barbara. I didn't know if she made a wish. Or if
she'd made a wish.
Or if Wonder Woman's wish backfired and gave her the power. Because it wasn't very clear about what was really happening. If, you know, because Wonder Woman made the wish and he came back, some of her power went to her. But then I was like, maybe she wished just to be like her. Oh, I wish I was like her.
And then she said she did.
Which she finally said she did. Uh-huh. But she became a cunt. I hate that word.
She was a major cunt.
She was just like, she was first feeling herself. She got real confident.
That's what she lost, though. She lost her humanity.
Exactly.
Because, again.
Her compassion.
If you've ever read O. Henry, The Monkey's Paw is an O. Henry story.
Okay.
And in it, people are granted their wish, but it takes something. Basically, it takes their most valuable gift or their most valuable quality away from them.
Okay.
And most of the time, our most valuable qualities are humanity. Because most of us aren't fucking dickheads that just walk around trying to do bad things to people.
We're not. We're really not.
You know what I mean? So, a lot of times when we make wishes, especially wishes that change us as beings, like, I wish I could fly. I wish I could see the future. I wish I had this power. It's going to take away some of your humanity.
Was she a something predator?
She wanted to be an apex predator.
An apex predator.
Humans are already apex predators, guys. We are. That's why we're fucking up this planet. So, that was a dumbass wish. Basically, she tried to turn into an animal.
But yeah, why? I want to be number one. I want to be...
Number one of what?
Thank you. Number one of what? The bitches? I want to be the number one bad bitch ripping people's faces and their throats out because that's what she turned into.
She turned into an asshole monster.
And it was weird the way that happened, though, because she was in the room with Pedro making all the wishes.
Pedro Pascal.
You know, he's connecting with the world, answering the questions or whatever. And then she goes outside and then she's this creature. So that wasn't very, like, we didn't even see her transform or anything happen there. So that was kind of weird. Yeah, and then with the wings, all of a sudden she has the wings. She was flying, and then she
Diana, oh, her armor?
Yeah, her armor, which was dope. It was good-looking armor. Yeah, that's
she
nice.
Didn't go back to Themyscira to get her freaking wings. She didn't, like, we didn't see where they came from. She just had them.
She didn't have them in her asshole. Like, she didn't just pull them out.
They were probably in her closet.
But can we see that? It was 2.5 hours. You had time.
And we did see, like, a whole 5-minute montage of her flying. So that was another thing.
I was like, okay, she could fly. And I thought it was funny, Brandy. Brandy was, like, in the beginning of the movie. She was like, are we going to see her invisible plane? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. And we did. So they gave us that.
It wasn't her invisible plane. It was a plane that he stole that she turned invisible. Wow.
She let him steal it. He picked it. She was like, oh, which plane do you want? I have access to all these planes.
I'm just saying. There were major plot holes in this movie. There's plot holes in every movie. That's fine. But the point of, you know, where they find this stone that grants wishes, and then a man wishes to be a stone. If you wish to be a stone, be a fucking stone. Don't be a walking human wish granter, because that's what you are.
He's a genie. He was a fucking genie.
Without a bottle.
He was an unbottled genie, running around doing whatever he wants. I need to touch as many people as possible.
Yeah, he was a dick.
The fuck was this about? And then I just thought, like, the whole how she saves the world was kind of bullshit.
Here's what. Okay, so the beginning of the movie is when she's a kid and she's learning a lesson.
Yes.
Her lesson is, if you cheat, you don't get to win.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That wasn't necessarily the lesson we learned about this fucking being the wishing stone and making wishes. Because she's like, the truth is what is important. The truth is beautiful.
Yeah.
Here's the truth. And then people rescind their wishes.
Right.
But making a wish for something and not working for that something is cheating.
Well, guess what? He was sneaky. Brandy, what do you wish for?
Nothing.
What's your wish?
No, I'll make it. Wish.
But exactly.
I'd be like, listen.
I don't even know you. I'm not telling you my deepest
secrets. I don't know you. Exactly. I don't know you. I'm not going to tell you what I wish for, you creep. But I think he had a thing where he was like Satan that people were just compelled to tell him.
I think so.
What they wished for.
Yeah.
But again, his son was like, I wish for your goodness. Did he get his wish? No.
Because he didn't want to grant the wishes. But it wasn't clear as well as when he was like, the first wish he did, he was like, I will take your oil now. I will take your business now. And then this guy's, the FBI comes in.
Yeah, that was weird. And I was like,
what is this? I don't understand. This is weird.
They didn't explain. The problem is, okay.
This is weird.
Okay, we figured it out.
We figured it out.
But there are people who watch movies in this world who might need to be handheld and they need to be explained. So, here's what. This stone grants you wishes. This stone also takes what it wants as a payment. Now, this man is the stone. And, of course, he's going to take what he wants as a payment. So, you're the president of the United States and you wish for more nukes. But now, you're going to give me all of your Secret Service as a payment. So, every wish has a fucking consequence.
Of course.
You can't wish things into being and expect for them to be in the status quo to remain. That's not how it works. If I'm going to wish for to be a king, I'm going to expect that the people that I'm ruling might fucking turn against me. Because I was not their king originally.
You don't realize this is something that you're not thinking about. This is, you're thinking about this. You come in and usurp someone's kingdom. I'm like, who is King Brandy? You know what I'm saying?
Or, for instance, there's no kingdom. Like, okay, say I wish I was the king.
The king of the sand?
Now I'm the king of Roseman. Was there a king before? No. Are you just supposed to now acknowledge me as king? You might have a problem with that. And you might come for me in my sleep with a knife.
Like,
because I wasn't a king before, and I wasn't your king before, and now I am. And I can say, I want everybody who makes below $25,000 a year to die. The people that make 25 less than that might want to kill me because I want them to die. So I'm just saying, everything has a consequence. You don't just get what you want for free.
You really don't just get what you want for free.
This is not a utopia. Especially,
there's no such thing as a free lunch.
This world right now, it doesn't exist.
Okay. So that's how we feel about Wonder Woman 84. We honestly had high hopes for it. I remember watching the original Wonder Woman. I was pregnant with Bren. We were in the movie theaters. We took everybody. Me, Jamal, Kendall, and...
Look, I didn't go to no movies.
The in-laws. We really enjoyed it. It was a good movie. Kendall was super hype about Wonder Woman after she saw the first one. This one, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like it was lazy screenwriting or lazy directing. They didn't flesh it out as it should have been. I think it was...
It was a mixture of things because it was a corny in the beginning, like with the just the, hey, Wonder Woman, yeah! And then this cheetah trying to kick people's ass. She's beating some fucking creep's ass in the street.
Well, he was a creep.
He should have got his ass beat for real,
Yeah, I would have kicked his ass too, but like she was going overboard. She was just attacking people at random. That's not okay.
Yeah. And Jamal was like, she's going bad. She's wearing a black dress. My husband, she's wearing a black dress.
That's true. That's how you know a villain in a movie is they're wearing black. And the hero is usually wearing white.
And what was she wearing?
White.
Diana Prince wearing her white. And her outfits were great. Yeah. Listen, the
wardrobe
costume.
Was good. The wardrobe was
poppin'. Good. Costume A+, baby. Y'all got that.
Except for that weird-ass jacket with the spikes that they had on Cheetah Woman.
She looked like trash. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you wanted to be white trash? Is that what you wanted to be? Because what's with this outfit? This is horrible. I mean, that was what they were going for, and she definitely came across that. Besides all that, I thought the costume was very well. I really was loving those pants that Diana was rocking. I kind of want to bring those back.
What did Mom call them? The Crosbys?
The Sky Highs or something like that? The Skyscrapers.
No, they were named after a man, an actor.
Oh, maybe.
She didn't say the Fred Astaires.
Yes, it was the Fred Astaires.
The Fred Astaires?
Yes. Costume, great. Mm-hmm. Was there any music?
No, there wasn't any, like, theme songs. There was just the instrumentals that they created for the movie.
Right.
But there wasn't any theme songs. You know what I've been into? The instrumentals from the holiday. Mm-hmm. I love that soundtrack. Just those instrumentals make me happy. And I was using them actually when I was writing. I was using those like to listen to as
when they're scoring
ambient music,
scoring movies.
Yeah, because some movies get scores and others just get songs that they make playlists from.
Of course. Let's talk about that. I watched Soul today. I started Soul last night. And
what is Soul?
Soul is the new Disney movie, Disney Pixar, released on Disney Plus.
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon, and Jamie Foxx is the main character, and it's like a black person. It's another black Disney one.
So what's it about?
This man finally gets his break. He's a jazz player, and he's a substitute teacher, but he gigs around because he loves jazz, and he dies.
Okay, wait.
And his soul is trying to get back.
He is a teacher.
Mm-hmm. He's a music teacher.
A music teacher who dies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a floating soul after he dies, or what? Or is he like an embodied? Like, is he like just like an invisible? Like, what?
You have to watch it.
I'm not going to.
Okay. Spoiler alert. Let's talk about Soul. So, like, he finally gets booked on this gig that he's been trying to get. And it's like, all right. And then he dies. Or he is separated from, he goes into a coma. So his soul leaves his body.
Okay, so he's a disembodied soul.
Yes. So he's a disembodied soul, and pearly gates are looking at him. He's like, where the fuck? No! He's like, I've got a show!
Yeah, like, my destiny's over there, so that's where I'm gonna go.
And that's the whole, like, the whole story. But he ends up in this new soul mentoring program. So all the new souls, the babies, they need mentors.
Babies. Oh, the newly born souls.
These new souls that are going to go to Earth and going to be
become babies.
Born. Yes.
Okay.
So he ends up in this mentor program, and he gets this this one soul, soul 22, because this soul don't want to move on. It doesn't want to live. It's like, I'm fine.
It's a dead body soul, or it's a new soul.
It's a new soul.
Newly created.
It's
soul.
Tina Fey.
Okay.
And she's just like, you can just.
She's like, no, I'm cool where I am. Thanks.
Exactly. Just pretend like we did what we did, and we're not going to do it. It's just interesting. It's a good story. I almost cried a little bit. I think the funny thing that they say is, like, they're in the afterlife, and this thing falls on all these souls, and he's like, oh, my God. And she's like, don't worry. You can't crush souls here. That's what Earth is for.
Well, that's the facts.
There's a lot of jokes, and it's way over the head. It's like,
Yeah, children won't understand it.
Children won't understand it.
So there's a little bit of humor for the grown-ups.
It's done very well. I enjoyed it. I fell asleep on it last night. I watched it again today, and I enjoyed it. I talked to Rupa. She said she watched it 4 times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's on Disney Plus. If you want the credits.
I don't have Disney Plus.
If you want the credentials, I'll get you them credentials.
Like, I'm not
gonna
watch it.
If you want access, I get you access.
I feel like Disney has taken enough of my money, and I refuse to give them anymore.
It's you're not. I'm already paying them. If you just
but vicariously through you, well, I'm giving them money.
Let's swap something. So I'm gonna keep my Disney Plus because Mom uses it. So that's why I have her HBO Max because she uses my Disney Plus.
I can't dig it. I can't dig it.
This is how we get down. This is how we survive.
Well,
this is how we get content.
Okay.
Because who HBO Max do you use?
I use Mom's. But Mom has my freaking Hulu on her shit, so. Because Mom doesn't pay for Hulu. She watches my Hulu.
I pay for Hulu, too, because she used to be on my Hulu.
Well, now suddenly there's an account on my Hulu that says
Mom. Gam. Oh, Gam?
So I guess, who put that there? Kendall?
Probably Kendall, because Mom don't call herself Gam. She calls herself Mom.
I know. And I was like, oh, Gam is there now, because there's me, there's Gracie, there's G, and then there's Gam, which appeared literally, like, in the last week, and I was like, for real. Okay, because it's on my Hulu's in the room, in the guest room downstairs.
It was probably Kendall.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
All right, but Soul, I would definitely suggest watching that. I'm really happy that they're finally giving us content that we can actually watch. Like, I don't have to fucking subscribe to Mulan on Disney Plus to watch it. Like, you know how...
Wait, you had to subscribe to shows?
No. So, when Mulan came out a couple months ago on Disney Plus...
The movie. The movie.
Okay. Yeah, you had to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy that they're not doing that.
Oh, they're not?
They let me watch Soul for free.
Well, okay. I was reading on Twitter.
Okay.
This one person was like... No, actually, it was on Facebook. And they were like, HBO Max... I have a free trial of HBO Max, but now I'm pissed off and I'm not gonna subscribe because when my trial is over, I'm going to cancel because they tried to get me to... break my free trial and enter into a contract with them before my trial was up to watch Wonder Woman. So basically they're like, oh, you can watch Wonder Woman, but you can't watch it on your free trial. You have to subscribe. That's messed up.
That's sneaky.
That's messed up.
That's sneaky.
That's messed up. Because remember when HBO had HBO Go and they made everybody who was looking on Roku use HBO Go? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, we're no longer going to service this, so you're not going to be able to get any content on it, so it's gone. Then for fucking, what, 2-3 months, we couldn't watch
more than
anything.
That. It was more than that.
Couldn't watch any fucking thing. HBO, you greedy fucks, y'all need to get your fucking shit together because your customers aren't going to be loyal when you're fucking them over. Period.
Them hoes ain't loyal. With the T on the end.
Period.
Dita. That's funny. Do you want to talk about some resolution?
Sure. You go ahead and start your resolution.
One of my resolutions is to not spill my champagne ever again, which I just did. I haven't set a resolution in a really long time, but I really do want to work on my goal setting. I want to work on weekly goal setting. You got me a fabulous planner for Christmas. Should we talk about her? Christmas presents, but anyway, everybody didn't get presents, so I shouldn't be rude. But I do really want to set goals every week as to, like, tasks and things that I want to do. I don't set a list. People do set lists. My brain is getting older. We're all getting older, and I have a harder and harder time remembering things. So I want to get better at writing stuff out, setting a list, and, you know, scratching these things off my list and getting things accomplished. I want to... provide more of this type of content for you guys, video content, and just keep growing as a creator. And it's like slowly it takes me time to embrace certain labels. I'm who I want to be, and that's what it is. Like I show up the way I want to show up, and this is the way I decide to present myself. But I'm a business owner, I'm a creator, and I'm a mama.
I have a few resolutions. Okay. For starters, I have signed up for this manifestation coaching, manifest 10K.
I think we were talking about this last week.
It's not a course. It's more like a program, I guess. Like I really last year was into listening to this podcast called Manifest It. Was called Manifest It Now. And it's by these two manifestation coaches. Because that's what they are. But then at a point, I was like, you know what? Manifestation coaches are like BS. because they take all your money.
A racket. But,
yeah, they are. And I still, like, and at some level, I still agree. They all are. But this one is manifest. I mean, this one is pay after you manifest. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I will pay after I manifest for this course, this community.
Okay.
Let's say community. It's manifest 10K. So you manifest $10,000 and you pay 10% of the $10,000 that you've manifested. And the $10,000 that you've manifested is above and beyond what you're already having coming in. So if you're already making $100,000 a month, shit, if I was making $100,000 a month, I wouldn't need a manifestation coach. But if you're already making...
Maybe your manifestation coach got you to that $100,000 a month?
A month.
That's ridiculous. That's over $1 million. That's exactly. $1.2
million. What I'm saying is, if I was making that, I wouldn't need one. But this is manifest 10K. That's it. Just $10,000. So I'm like, okay. And I think it's like, you have 6 months for this, you know, for before she's like, okay, well, you have to enroll. Because, like, she's got other programs and stuff.
Of course.
But it's manifest 10K. And you manifest $10,000 above and beyond what you already make. So if you're already making, let's say you're making $15,000 a month, and you manage to manifest another $10,000 that month.
Give it to me, baby.
Then you pay her 10% of that.
You will gladly get it.
Or if you are making $10,000 every 5 months, and then you manage to manifest 10K in 5 months at the same time, you just basically, you give her 10% of what you've manifested. So not the money that you already make, but the money above and beyond what you already make, which you know is coming in.
Right.
So your job pays you $3,000 a month, and you make an extra $2,600. That's your manifestation. Mm-hmm. So you pay her like, what, $260 that month or whatever. So that's how it works. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to do this class. I'm going to attempt to manifest $10,000. And I'll pay her 10% of my manifestation. It's, you know, basically you have 6 months to make this 10K. So I'm like, okay. I mean, I believe I can do it. I'm just like, where is the 10K going to come from? And I'm like, okay, I see, you know, sources. Let's see if they work for me and, like, what additional sources come about in this. During this time that I'm doing this manifesting K. Mm-hmm. And so 3 days a week, there's a call.
Okay. 3 days a week?
Yeah, there's a call 3 days a week.
All right. Keeping you on point.
And she's got on the first, so it starts on January 1st. On the first, she's going to upload, because there's a whole like
course
class thing. Yeah. So on the first, she's going to upload this homework that we have to do. She said, in the thing, it says it's going to take about 8 to 9 hours of work for us to do. So I'm guessing it's going to be like budgeting, like what are our expenses, our, you know, things like that. That's what I'm imagining it is, because why wouldn't it be that? Mm-hmm. And then maybe probably figuring out ways that we could bring in extra income and all this stuff. I'm just imagining in my head what it could be, the homework could be, so I can anticipate what I have to do. It might not even be that at all. I don't know. Okay. But I'm just anticipating what the homework will be before the pre-course.
Okay.
This is the pre-course.
That's exciting. Any other?
So that's my one one resolution is to manifest $10,000 that is outside of what I already get. My second one is to get an agent and a publisher for my, either an agent or a publisher. I won't say both. An agent or a publisher for my true crime book.
Yes, honey.
The issue that I'm having with that is this. Two additional things have already happened in my town. Those two babies are missing.
Yeah, I've been sharing.
And one of the people that went missing more than 10 years ago, like 20 years ago,
turned up.
The body was found.
Oh, shit. Where was the body?
Somewhere off in Cal City, like some remote road. They found a body, and it was this missing person. So I'm like, developments are happening. It's a man.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, there have been all of these developments. And I'm like thinking about writing this book. And I'm like, fuck, shit just keeps happening. It's like, where do you end your story you know, like if I'm writing it now, I have to include these two little babies that are still missing. And hopefully they're found safe and sound.
I shared on Twitter.
Unfortunately,
yesterday.
I don't think. You don't. After it's been how long?
3 days.
Yeah, week. And it's what's the show? The first 48 hours. Those are the most important. You know, that's the most important time frame.
And 4 year olds just don't wander off.
Exactly, and they were in a backyard. So a backyard is not easily just escapable because they can't reach the latch to the gate.
Exactly.
So there's that. Okay, so that's my second resolution is to get an agent or a publisher for this book so I can get an advance so I can do the research and get to work on the book. Because, like, I can't just do it out of my pocket.
Yeah.
I need to be able to pay for things because I'm going to have to pay people. Sources don't just talk to you freely, unfortunately, especially when you're writing a book about stuff.
You got to get money.
Unless they're, like, the mom of one of the victims who I'm focusing the story on. She wants to find her daughter, so she talks about it all the time. But then there's other people who are more private.
Shady.
They're more private, I'll say. And they don't want to talk about it. So, like, there's a person who was murdered in his girlfriend's house. His family, they want answers, but they're private. So I'm like, how do I get answers? Or how do you get answers, but you don't want to talk to people? That doesn't make sense.
You got to trust you.
You don't must, you know. And then, so that's resolution number two.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution number three is that I finish my first draft from my NaNoWriMo project. And I'm going to do that in January. I'm going to add, I already created a challenge for myself for January on the NaNoWriMo website. To add 25,000 words to the current manuscript because it's not finished. Because there's like a bunch of plot holes that I'm already aware of.
Okay.
That I had intended to close, but I hit 50,000 words. I was like, oh, yes, 50,000 words. I did it. So there's still 25,000 words that could be added and probably more. Mm-hmm. So for January, I'm challenging myself to continue and add those 25,000 words. Just to finish that first draft. Then I'll put it away for maybe 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's still pressing, I will return to it and do a second draft and a third draft. And then make it beautiful enough for publication.
Okay.
Or agenting or whatever.
I'm excited for you. I've been waiting for this to happen for a really long time.
This what?
For you to write more books. And to get a publisher and it fucking blow up, like, you know what I'm saying?
I still have, like, I started a couple of projects. I never completed them, but there's a project that I have that was inspired by the Gabriel Fernandez case. And since two other cases have come out since the Gabriel Fernandez case.
Similar?
Yes. The weird thing about it is both, okay, so there's three cases, Gabriel Fernandez and then the two other cases. Gabriel Fernandez was 8, and then there was a 10-year-old, and then there was a 4-year-old. All happened in Lancaster and Palmdale. They're all Hispanic families, and the mother was involved in all of them. It was a boyfriend
when she
or
let
a husband or whatever.
Babies.
Uh-huh. They torture the kids, either because they believe the kid is gay or something to that effect, and it's awful. And so I had started writing, like, basically it was like a revenge story. And that was going to be my NaNoWriMo project last year, I think. I think it was last year when I was house sitting when you guys, like, went to...
Houston?
You either went to Houston or Hawaii. When did you go to Hawaii?
October last year.
That's when it was. And so I was getting ready for a NaNoWriMo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I didn't, I only wrote 4,000 words of that. But I'm still interested in pursuing that just because I feel like...
It's a story that needs to be told.
It's a revenge story. It's fiction. But it's a revenge story of somebody taking vengeance on the parents of children who let this happen to their children. I mean, the parents of children who let this happen, you know, to their kids. And I'm like, I'm still into it just because, what kind of parent are you?
You're a horrible person. Everybody shouldn't have children. I'm going to just say that right now.
Yeah.
Everybody should not have children. People can have kids, and that's your right.
Not everyone should
have children. But not everyone should have children. Not everyone should raise their own children.
Not everyone deserves to have children.
And not everyone is fit to raise children.
And unfortunately, in our country, sterilization is not mandatory for certain people.
But listen, the fucking government, they want to control our bodies by women's bodies.
Just women's.
Women's bodies. Like, oh, you need to have this baby. Oh, you can't have birth control. Oh, you don't need this. You don't fucking know my life.
It's the government and it's the Catholic Church.
Well, I'm not Catholic, so fall back. You're the government. I've got insurance. Give me my drugs because I'm not trying to have no babies.
Give me my drugs.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't attack these Planned Parenthoods because, you know, you think all this stuff is happening. They give affordable care for women. They do their annual visits. They make sure they have protection.
But that's the myth is that that's perpetuated is that Planned Parenthood is for abortions. I have had, I think, 3 pap smears checking for cancer at Planned Parenthood. I didn't go in there for anything other than make sure I wasn't going to die of a cancer. Right. So, you know, that's what they don't understand. Planned Parenthood protects women's health.
Yeah.
It's not about, oh, I'm going to go there for an abortion. It's for women's health, number one, and it's for men's health because men get STDs too.
Oh, yeah.
And men go there to get STD testing.
It's much, much more than that. So open up your tiny little head and open your eyes. And
by the way, your doctor can perform an abortion if they wanted to.
Yeah, they can.
Your gynecologist.
So, but I think they just like Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Our hands are up. Because
you're planning the life of a child that's coming into this world. You're planning.
As you should.
You're planning to give birth to a child that's going to be loved and taken care of and not a child that's unexpected and is going to be blamed on somebody and
abused. As you should. But guess what? When they're unexpected and it's a surprise and like, I mean, what do they say? 1 in 4 women has had an abortion. It's true.
Is it true?
It's probably more than that.
100% of the women in this room probably have.
It's true. It's true. You know what I'm saying? That's our truth to tell.
Listen, what I'm saying is this.
You wouldn't be getting this podcast if anything else had happened.
That's facts.
Bitch, I'll drop my drink.
Because I'd have a baby right now that would be... Actually, no. My baby would be Brinley's age.
Listen, there'd be one in between Brinley and Kendall.
Exactly.
No. No. We have the right to do that. Guess what? My truth. I could tell it.
I just spilled more champagne. I don't deserve this drink.
One of my resolutions is this. To allow myself to accept the good things that come into my life. Because a lot of times I'm like, I'm one of those people that's like, oh my God, something good happened. That means something's going to bad happen. That means something bad is going
to
happen.
You think there needs to be a balance.
I'm like, yeah, like, I won the lottery. I just won $1,000 in the lottery. So now I'm going to have to pay
$800 to someone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I got this money. Now, like, something that a car, you know, car's gonna break down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to pay a huge copay or something is gonna happen.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be able to enjoy this money that I got. And I need to stop thinking that way. I need to start thinking, I deserve this money and I'm going to be able to spend it the way I want to, whether that's, you know, booking a cruise or donating to fucking St. Jude's or...
Animal shelter.
If I want to buy a plot of land in the desert, a plot of sand in the desert, I should be able to do that.
Well,
without having to worry about it being taken away.
I have a resolution. I want to get some new ink in 2021.
I've been trying to get my ink finished. So,
well, I told you what I wanted to say. I want writing this time.
Yeah.
And I think it's so true that comparison is a thief of joy.
That's true.
And it's like, oh, I'm so happy. I did this today. I did that today. And then you go on Instagram or Facebook.
And somebody did something.
Someone did something else. And you're like, fuck, I suck. I'm a fucking loser.
Well, that's like, okay.
Comparison is a thief of joy.
There's a thing that happens.
The thief of joy.
With artists.
Yeah.
And artists of like picture art, of written word art, of even like movie makers. Like people, there's a thing where, and I'm guilty of this. I am. Somebody will be like, I just wrote such and such words in such and such time. I wrote 2,500 words in 50 minutes. And I'm like,
2,500 words in 50 minutes?
50 minutes. God, I wrote 2,500 words in 50 minutes. And I'm like,
you're smoking something. I don't fret.
I only wrote 800 words in 50 minutes. And then I'm like, oh my God, now I have to do it like that. Like, it's like one of those things where you're like, comparing yourself to this person
is the thief.
Regardless, like if I only typed 25 words a minute, then of course I'm not going to write 25. You know what I mean? I'm not going to write that amount of words in that amount of minutes. But now it's in your head. You're like, I got to do this. I'm comparing myself. I have to write this number of words in this number of minutes because that person did it. So why can't I?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I can only type 25 words a minute because that's my typing speed. And I can't do anything about
where
that.
Is my typing speed? I
can't do except for practice and hope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So some people don't understand. You are capable of what you are capable of.
Yeah.
You don't know what enhancements or, you know, another person has.
These are my enhancements.
Do what you do to the best of your ability. Don't compare yourself because a lot of times it's not even worth it. It's not worth it to compare yourself. And even when you do compare yourself, you might find out that the person that you think is so great might not be. Like Michael Crichton, he wrote 10,000 words a day every day. Is that true?
No.
That was his word goal. But did he actually complete it every day? Maybe not. We don't know.
Right.
Stephen King is like, write 2,000 words a day. That's a much, I'm sorry, 1,000 words a day. That's much easier than 10.
Right.
And you can probably achieve
it's
that.
It's attainable. Yeah, yeah.
But he's not complaining about and comparing himself to Michael Crichton.
No.
He's like, I'm going to do what I do. And I'm going to, and he, but he has managed to put out a book like, I think like every fucking year.
Shout out to Nerds with Friends. Christian loves Christian, Stephen King. Christian loves Christian and Stephen King.
The problem I have with Stephen King, I love Stephen King's work. I've been a fan of Stephen King since like 1990, since I read it. The only issue I have with Stephen King is that Stephen King is like, well, I never considered diversity.
Oh yeah, he doesn't want black people in his shit.
No, that's not what... not what he said.
He don't like black people, huh?
That's not what he said.
George Bush doesn't like black people. Doesn't care about black people.
What's his name? George, the guy was on Chappelle Show. What's his name? Ask a black guy.
Paul Mooney?
Paul Mooney was like, Stephen King, motherfucker, you wanted to say nigga. But no, Stephen King, the issue with Stephen King that I have is that he's like, well, I never considered diversity as a factor for storytelling or something like that. And it's like, yeah, I get that because you write in your own little white bubble.
Ooh.
A lot of times people don't consider other, you know, people of other races just because they live in this bubble. You live in this bubble of 1% hood. I'm not talking about Stephen King. I'm talking about the 1%ers. They live in a bubble of 1% hood. They don't see many faces that look like anything other than their own faces.
Right.
So their 1% bubble consists of white people that look like them. Meanwhile, people in the hood consider only people that look like them. Black and brown people. So there's a thing where it's like, you know what? I know that I have to open my mind, make that meet at that intersection of my bubble and your bubble. Now we're on a whole nother topic.
The video is not a priority.
Okay. It's not, but it's going to be litty titty, whatever it is. It's just not a priority.
Look, you guys don't get to see us very often, so fuck you.
For real. Fuck your feelings. Only 6 people watched it, and I was one of them.
I know, huh? Like, we don't have that big of an audience, so whatever. Y'all can
fuck your feelings.
Y'all can
okay?
Kick rocks.
If you would have seen, we drank a big bottle of champagne, and now we ready. Fuck your feelings, okay? And?
So yeah, I guess there is that.
Hang I was on. Just like, oh, well, I thought we wanted to be like synchronized. Hang but then on. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess we don't really care if it's synchronized.
That's why I said it was going to be 2 different cuts. Yeah. Cheers, Brandy.
Look.
Chills.
Fuck them folks. Fuck their feelings. Fuck your feelings. Fuck your couch. Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch. Fuck your couch. Fuck your couch.
Hey, no, I would never. I would never.
I would never just shot him up.
I would never do that. I would never do that to. Well, whose couch was it? Eddie's couch?
It was. I think they were.
Oh, yeah, it was Rick James and Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, it was. Charlie Murphy was telling the story.
Yeah.
And Rick James was. He was rebutting the story.
Yes, he was.
And he was like, oh, well, I would never do that. And then they were like,
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. We're like, I'll hit you today. When?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I hit you today. Slap! What did the five fingers say to the face? Slap! He's like, oh, that was 2 weeks ago. Nigga, that was weeks ago.
But that was an hour ago.
That would just happen.
I hit you today. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug, and I'm glad I've never done no cocaine. We took a break, and we're back, and we went off on many tangents, and it's our 100th episode, and we can do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Listen. I feel like the South Park 100 episode was like
a fucking shit show.
And they were like, who hates who and who did this? Who cares? 100 episodes! At the end of the episode, they made a song.
Who cares?
100 episodes! But I think it was like three. It was like 300 episodes. But still, same thing. For a podcast to hit 100 episodes, that's a lot. It's like a thing. It's a thing. It's a fucking miracle.
It's a fucking miracle that we are here.
Because I've seen, you know how many, how many podcasts that I've seen that I've come across. And I'm like, okay, let me see. I think I like what they're talking about. They put out 6 episodes and that was 2 years ago. And I'm like,
where's my content?
Is it coming back? Because yeah, it is a lot.
100 episodes is quite the accomplishment. It's a lot of work. And we are recording our 100th episode right now.
I'm going to say this.
And we are balls deep into a bottle of fine Cook's champagne.
What was that? Like 150 milligrams?
150 milligrams.
Milliliter. Okay. If you weren't involved in this podcast, it probably would have been a long time ago. Because I would have probably done like 3 episodes and been like, fuck this. Fuck this shit. I'm done. Son, I'm done. It takes
a lot of episode. I mean, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. It takes a lot of determination, resilience, discipline.
Wait a second.
There's not any.
There's nothing left.
We're at the end of the road.
Come to the end of the road.
Hang on. Wait, Brandy. Save the rest. Wait.
Save what? There ain't nothing left.
I want to boomerang it. Hang on a second. So, for our 100th episode, I'm not editing out the bullshit.
All the shit talking.
All the shit talking is in it. Listen, so, let's talk about what I'm... let's talk about what you're thankful for. Listen, 2020, this episode's going to be long and I don't fucking care. Enjoy it. All right? So, 2020 has been a real motherfucker.
Yeah.
2020 has come for people in so many different ways. Yep. It has ravaged the...
Families
of people that we know.
This is... you know what bugs me about fucking people and this whole, like, COVID shit is that... people act like it doesn't exist. It's like... I know people who've had COVID. And I know people who had to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Because of COVID, and you guys are still acting like it's not real,
right.
Like it doesn't exist.
Right.
But if it was your fucking family members who were like trying to breathe and shit, you'd be fucking like picketing the fucking stores and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You that are acting like this shit doesn't exist need to be ashamed of yourselves. Because you guys are the ones that think that you're the only ones that matter.
And you're not the only ones that matter. And what I have learned this year is that if it does not affect my family... I don't give a fuck.
That's them. That's them right there.
That's the mentality. If I have not experienced it, if I don't know their plight, I don't care.
I don't care, and it's not real.
And it's not real. It's not. I don't care.
My president said it's a hoax, so it's a hoax. No, it's not. And especially those of you who have high risk family members, and you know who you are, people who have family members who might have some sort of lung issue.
Guess what? COPD and COVID don't mix. That's a killer right there.
Asthma. Or maybe they're even like people that have been in and out of the hospital their entire lives since they were children. You guys want to act like, oh, it's a hoax. It's not a hoax. And when you bring it into your house and you infect your fucking family members and you feel stupid for doing so and then you go outside and talk about it's not real. Meanwhile, you have people dying in your house because you want to maintain the status quo with your freaking president who's a loser anyway.
you probably might want to think twice before opening your mouths.
What we're saying is, I feel like I know who I am now. I feel like I'm able to identify who people are, and there's certain...
Yeah, I see them everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, hey, you are who you are, I am who I am, and that's what it is. And no, so...
No, I don't feel that way.
That's how I feel, and it's like, I'm gonna keep...
I feel like I want to fight you if I see you in a store without a mask. So my best bet is to walk away from you.
I just stay away. I don't think I need to fight you. I don't think it's like, I'm getting away from you because you don't care about anybody else.
I feel like you see me rolling my eyes at you, and if you say something to me, we gonna fucking have it out in the fucking parking lot. Yeah, I'm rolling my eyes at you because you're the one without the mask.
You hate it.
Meanwhile, you and your kids and your husband are up in this store, or you and your wife.
That happens a lot in the area that you like to go shopping in.
Uh-huh.
It happens.
I saw this man and this woman up in the store in the same aisle that I was. And I was like, let's get away from these. I straight up told my six-year-old, let's get away from these assholes. And they didn't say shit to me because they knew that I was right. They're assholes because they're up in a fucking store where there's people that are like in their 80s and then there's people that are children and then there's me and my kid.
Yeah.
And I will fight you.
So I learned this about Brandy yesterday. I've known this, but Brandy stands her ground. She's 120% wrong on certain things.
No, I'm not wrong on that. Not on you're this. An asshole. Not on, you don't have a mask on, you're an asshole.
Yesterday, well, like, mom was like, oh, you know, it was something about some food. Something had happened. She said something.
No. Oh, okay. No. This is what happened yesterday. Okay.
Hang on. Let me get it on video. I'm trying to catch the story.
It was just the wrong actor. That was all it was. It was an actor.
She was rolling her eyes so hard. She was like, mom, like she was about to fire her mom because my mom was like,
no, I was not. No. Mom was like, this actor. And I was like, and I was thinking, I was like, is it that person? But mom was like, you knew. And I was like, oh, you're right. I was like, you're right. It was not that person that I'm thinking it is. But she was like, rawr, rawr. And I was like, but I said I was wrong.
That was you. That was you.
I said that. I was wrong.
No, you were like, rawr.
No, I went like this. I was like, yes. I had a recall.
Yes.
I was like, you're right. That's what happened. My mom was like, I was like, no, I said I was wrong. Like, I admit that was not the person I thought I was. I was incorrect.
But you look at you like you.
But I was thinking, I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. That wasn't them. You're right. But mom was like, nah. And I was like, I said I was wrong. I said it. I already said I was wrong. Why do we
y'all are the same people. You and your mother are the same people because she was going hard on me on something. I was like, that's not accurate. And this is why. And so she was like, oh, okay. And I was just like, you are ride or die. Like, it's like, this is what I believe, and this is what it is.
But I'm like, it was an actor. And I was like, oh, that's not him. What was that other dude? I used my brain. I was like, okay, yeah. Let me think about it real quick.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's right. That was that other dude. But she was like, you. And she was like, you. Mm-hmm, yeah. I was like, I said I was wrong. I reset it. Why are we still here? Why is it still happening?
I admitted it. Okay, great.
Yeah, so whatever.
Well, I just know.
And then Jamal was, of course, Mr. Instigator. Oh, yeah.
All he do is talk shit.
I mean, yeah.
I think we need to have a deeper discussion about this. And then, like, what I've learned from these, like, December things that I've been doing, it's like just like when you're like, I want this. This is what I want. Yeah. This is what I want. It's like, okay, this is what you want. How do you expect to feel when you get there?
Yeah.
How are you going to accomplish it?
You're feeling like basically it's like feel the feeling because that helps you step into having it or being it or doing it.
Right.
And then the steps that it's going to take to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is like it's pretty much the same thing that I'm pretty sure that Cassie's gonna be talking about in January, because they're always talking about stepping into your higher self.
Oh,
ooh. I'm like, okay,
so woo woo. But sometimes you definitely have to do that to grow. And like my business has grown 1,000% from last year.
But that's good, because then you're like now it's like okay, from say January 1st to January 1st, 2022. The fuck? What's up? What's that 1,000% going to look like?
What's it going to look like?
Uh-huh. So is that going to look like you having a, like a, you know, a whole, not a partnership, but a, what is it?
Collaboration? Collection?
Partner? Sort of. Like a, yeah, like a partnership with like Purina or like a, you know. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Alpo or whatever the hell those.
Like a product line. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would love whatever comes my way.
Like, are you on the shelves at Walmart?
I don't want to be.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Or maybe Petco?
If it's a fresh place,
I'm like, Petco?
It's fine. Like, the thing that it is, like, my product is not meant to sit on the shelves for months and months and months and not move.
That's true.
That's my shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could sit on the shelf for 6 weeks, but it needs to go.
Yeah.
And if you're not moving product like that, then we cannot work because I'm not going to get behind a product that is garbage.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
I mean, that doesn't make it garbage, but I mean, no, obviously, by garbage, your I mean, product like going is bad. For it's not for. Okay, so it's not a mass market.
Yeah.
But it is like maybe a small, like the paint stores.
I want to be. I want to be that. I want to have 100 subscribers to my Dog Biscuits a month.
Okay.
A month. Right now, I have 4. I have 4 subscribers that get a biscuit box of some variation every month. And I want to be that brand and that company that people are like, oh, yeah, fresh baked dog biscuits. My dogs love them. It helps with this. It helps with that. Oh, yeah, I love it for that. They're fabulous for that.
Mm-hmm.
I get my shipment every month. That's who I want to be. That's what I want to be. I want to go directly to that consumer. I don't want to have to deal with the middleman if that middleman is not me.
Right. So you're basically, your goal is to be the like leading direct to consumer dog treat.
Yes, baby. Yes.
Company or manufacturer.
Brandy, thank you so much. You put it into words.
You should probably write it down.
I have it on tape.
Amal, you should probably write it down.
It's on the podcast. Yes. Let's talk this out. And I think that talking this out and, like, I agreed to go back with you, what you said, like, a long time ago. If it was just you doing this podcast, it only would have been 3 episodes.
Yeah, because I'd have been like, look, I'm tired. I'm not going to do all of this all the time. Like,
I agree with
I'd
you.
I'd be like, listen, oh, okay, I have an idea for a podcast, like, 3 months after, the third episode. I'd be like, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, guys, have you guys been scammed? Come on to my podcast. And there'd be 4 episodes, like, you know, and I'd be like, I'm tired. I'm not doing all of this.
This was fun. This was a lot of fun. But wigs are not my jam.
For our, okay, so here's what I want for us in 2020.
Okay.
I'm going to model us after. I'm going to attempt to model us because we're not modeled after them, but going to just like try to follow the footsteps of Less Podcast on the Left.
Okay.
But they talk about, the problem with them is that they talk about scams. Like, not scams, but like they talk about cults and scammers as well as murderers. They also do mini episodes, or they call them side stories, which are like not major stories, like the things that are happening in the news or maybe on Creepypasta. But their thing is they're more elaborate. We're more specific. Okay. They're more like we cover...
Broad.
We cover crime. Right. They cover just crime.
Okay.
Period. Crimes. God. Crimes, like murders, like cults, like shit. Oh, and they cover like ghost stories and shit like that.
Okay.
We're basically scams, frauds.
By real people.
Uh-huh. And that's what they... I mean, they covered that too, but, like, again, they cover creepypastas, like, Thin Man and shit like that. So, we have our own niche in that area. Like, My Favorite Murder has... There are murders, but then they're trying to venture out into scams, too, and I'm like, you guys need to stop that. But I haven't listened to them in a year, so I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Samesies.
There's a whole bunch of more crimes. I mean, more, like, scams and frauds out there.
Yeah.
And so... There's a couple that I'm going to cover. That's my plan to cover. Do you have any, like, major ones that you know that you're like, I want to talk about this motherfucker? I do no planning whatsoever for this podcast.
I have two people. I'm like, I run
the marketing. Check it out. I do the marketing. Mm-hmm. I do the engagement. Yeah. I collab. I network. And that's what I'm really good at. Yeah. I'm really good at learning the way that people communicate.
Yeah.
And speaking the way you speak. And by that, I mean, like, on that same platform, like, every connection and every communication that I have with you guys is 100% genuine. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm engaged and I'm inspired, I will reach out and talk to you. I'm super random. I'll be like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. And I'll start talking to randos. Like,
yeah.
I don't care. That's what I fucking do because I like to talk to people.
Yeah.
In regards to, like, episodes and, like, people that, cases that I want to cover, I really want to do Liar, Liar.
The movie? Then do it. Yeah, like, you can cover if you want to do, like, movies.
Yeah.
And, like remember when I was like, okay, like, Matchstick Men, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We haven't covered any of those. And those are still important because they're relevant.
Yeah. Because
people can still be scanned by them. But I'm like, I want to cover, like, heavy hitters like L. Ron Hubbard, who is our next... That's what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Your next episode is next.
Okay.
But after you, I'm going to talk about him.
Okay.
And then there's the Trumps.
Ooh.
You covered the Kushners, but the Trumps... Yeah. But Kushner is involved in the Trumps.
I know.
And that's a whole...
It's a dynasty, dude. It's disgusting.
They're a crime family.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm going to tell
And he them. Got pardoned. Let's talk about these motherfuckers that just got pardoned by Trump.
Exactly. So...
What was his name? Joseph? Is it Joseph Kushner? What's the father's name? James Kushner?
But I'm just saying, I know there are certain people that I want to cover on our podcast this year.
2021.
For 2021, I feel like we're going to go big. Like, we're going to get... We're going... balls to the wall with people that think they're untouchable. And that's what it is. They think they're untouchable.
Mm. And guess what? Boop! I just touched you!
So that's, I think that's what we should call the 2021 series.
The Untouchables?
The Untouchables. The ones that think they can't be touched by the government.
Brandy, that gives me shivers down my spine! I like that. We should do the Untouchables series.
Okay.
I like that, the Untouchables. We also have plans, once the world opens up, to do some live stuff in 2021. We want to go live, and we're going to go local, because that's where we are. That's where our people are. So we're in California. If you guys did not know this already, if you can't hear it in our voices, we're from California. We're from the high desert of California.
We're, like, on the border of central and southern.
Central and southern. We're the last city, like, the next county over is L.A. County. So, we're gonna work both sides of it, and, you know... Oh! Can I give a shout-out right now? I did a Zoom thing. I want to say what I was thankful for, or what I accomplished. Because I have to write down to, like, say the things that I've done... Because I do so fucking much, and I forget to realize all the stuff that I do.
Okay.
I'm like, I run this household. I keep food on the table. I keep food on the table. Look,
being a parent is one of those underrepresented things.
I run this household. I keep it clean. I keep the podcast going. I get my business going. And I would do this, and I do that, blah, blah, blah. I just have to write down everything that I do because I forget. And I did a Zoom meetup with the class of 2000.
Okay.
And I got 10 people to join, and it was fun.
The Zoom.
Okay. And one person, Fallon, if you're listening, what's up, girl? But I'm not going to release your last name. I'm going to edit that out. So Fallon, class of 2000, she was like, I listen to your podcast. Are you guys listening to Thaddeus podcast? I said, girl, thank you. So people are listening, and... I love that you guys are listening, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being here with us, and thank you for being a part of this journey. I don't care what step you are a part of this journey, beginning, middle, end, now, whatever. Thank you for being here with us, because we're crazy. Yeah. I don't remember what I want to say. We want to do lives. We're going to go live. We're going to do some live events, and if you're in our local area,
or even like 15 or 20 minutes away from it,
or L.A. anyway, like, because Lancaster's L.A. County. Like, 20 minutes from the local area.
Yeah. So come on down, and we would love for you guys to be a part of our, like, our live experience.
We don't have any venues scheduled yet.
We have nothing scheduled because, again, the world is not open.
The world's over.
Nobody's scheduling anything. But hunker down, wear a mask, be safe, and thank you guys for being here with us, for real, for real. We've just been going on. It's been 2 hours almost. Mm. Brandy, Happy New Year. Do you have a thumbs up for 2021?
My thumbs up for 2021 is fucking world domination. For myself and for the podcast. I'm dominating the world.
Yes, she is.
And so is Book of Lies podcast. So, be expecting appearances from us both, me as an individual and the podcast as Sunny and me. And we're going to rock your fucking balls off, bitches.
We had a balls deep.
That was gross.
What's your gross? What's your thumbs up for the year for 2021?
I want to go balls deep as well and to Beauty's Biscuits. I think we are going to take over the world and we're going to rock this podcast like none other. And I think our next step is live.
Yeah.
It makes the most sense.
Yeah. And I've already pinpointed a couple of venues. So as soon as the world opens up and people are available and able to congregate, legally and without, risking the lives of their family members and friends.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. So we're not giving up. Neither should you, but you also shouldn't be one of those people who don't give a crap about other people and just doing whatever you want. Our family members and community members depend on us to be safe. And those of you who have the conscience to do so, I really appreciate that. Those of you who don't, karma's a bitch and karma's real.
Karma is real.
Mm-hmm.
Karma is 100% real, for real, for real. But my thumbs up for 2021, like I was saying, podcast, business. I want to hire somebody. I want to hire a real employee. I want to hire a real person. This is so fun. I'm having the most fun ever. This is like the best episode ever. I'm just really looking forward to 2021. I'm not claiming that as my year. I'm not getting rowdy. I'm just going to sit back, wear my mask, stay home, stay away from people, hang around with the 10 family members that I've been hanging around with this entire fucking time. You and everybody else. And just be cool, man. Like, that's all we could do. And fucking Happy New Year, motherfuckers. Like, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy 100th episode, my sister. I'm really happy that we're here, and I'm really happy I'm here with you.
What are you doing?
I want to tug the balloons. No, honestly, like, I don't think we would have done this alone. I think we had to do this together, and I'm happy that we're doing this together.
Like I said, if I had a podcast that was just about me, I would be like, yeah, listen, you might get an episode every 3, maybe 4 months.
Quarterly, what's a quarter?
I have my YouTube. Like, I just started returning to that. I did, like, 5 or 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Last year, and then...
Same.
It just was, like, it was the holidays, so I got caught up. And then, like, after the first, I was, like, I haven't done anything. And then COVID hit, and I was, like, oh, fuck. And I was, like, you know what? I feel like I need to put some content out, especially because, like, when you're promoting books and things, you need to have other...
publicity.
You need to have following.
Can I say something? Goal for the podcast of 2021 is we are going to hire a PR person. So,
In PR.
Are you in PR? Are you in the LA area? Do you have connections globally all over the United States of America? Europe, Australia, Canada, abroad, connections, in the podcast realm. We are looking for you. Maybe we have money for you, maybe we don't. I don't know. But email bookoflivepodcast@gmail.com if you are in the PR industry and you meet that criteria. Thank you. 'Tis all. Okay. Well, that was fun.
That was really fun, guys. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for listening. I didn't say it at the top, but I'm saying it at the bottom. Connect with us on social media. Meet us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. Visit our website. We have a blog, and I think we're doing an update on certain cases on the blog.
Well, they're gonna listen. Okay, so we have 100 episodes, which means that there is 100 episodes to get uploaded onto the blog, and there will be more than 100 episodes to get uploaded onto the blog as time goes. Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
If I get them, like...
And there's already some out there.
Cut them down. Yeah, that's facts. Okay, so yeah. Basically, we're going to try to get every episode that we've done uploaded onto the blog in some form.
We'll talk about this next year.
It might be a recap. It might be a verbatim. It might be a video source or a magazine source or an online source. But in some form, every person that we've talked about, every case that we've discussed will end up on the blog.
Okay. We got big plans, y'all. So check out the website, Book of Lies Podcast. If you ever want to send us an email, if you want to collaborate, if you want to talk to us, if you want to hang out with us, business, I'm not interested in any shenanigans, honestly. Like, don't get in the DM. Don't email us. I'm tired. I don't have time for that. If you're about that business, if you want to see shine, if you want to see us grow, if you're about, you know, all that, bookoflifepodcast@gmail.com.
Visit our Patreon.
Connect with us on... Join us on Patreon.
Join us on Patreon or join me on Patreon.
Brandy has a Patreon and we have a joint Patreon. And join us on either one, please. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was...
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.